The United Nations Security Council has voted to send 10,000 peacekeepers to Sudan. They'll be there to enforce a peace agreement that ended a 20-year civil war between the North and the South. The U.S.-sponsored resolution sailed through, but only after the U.S. stripped out controversial sections that related to a separate conflict in Darfur in western Sudan. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has the story.
The UN Security Council resolution does make some references to Darfur, suggesting that a new peacekeeping mission in southern Sudan could offer logistical support to the small African Union monitoring force in the West. In that way, State Department spokesman Adam Arely claims the U.S.-sponsored resolution is addressing the crisis.
So what this does, quite frankly, is to help bring to completion and to fruition the North-South Agreement, but also to give a real shot in the arm to our efforts to bring peace to Darfur.
There's no talk of sanctioning Sudanese officials or militia members for atrocities in Darfur or imposing a no-fly zone. That's left to a separate U.S. draft resolution still being negotiated. Tim Carney, a former U.S. ambassador to Sudan, says it made sense to separate the issues.
Darfur is vital to all of us who are watching Sudanese being chewed up in that conflict, but Darfur is something that's going to resolve itself. Certainly at the latest when there's a coalition government formed in Khartoum.
A government that would include former rebels from the South who sympathize with the victims of Darfur. Carney says there is something else the international community could do in the meantime, send clear signals to Sudanese officials, militia leaders, and rebels that they will be held to account for atrocities in Darfur. Right now, France and the U.S. are pushing rival resolutions about where to try war crime suspects. France is suggesting the International Criminal Court, which the U.S. opposes. The president of the International Crisis Group, Gareth Evans, who was reached by phone in Australia, laments the fact that the Security Council debate over Darfur has come down to this.
We just have to sort of keep these things in their separate boxes and keep our eye on the main game, which is putting really consistent pressure on a government which has manifestly failed to exercise the responsibility to protect, which is the obligation of every country in relation to its own people.
The idea that countries have a responsibility to protect their citizens and the international community has a responsibility to step in if countries fail is one that Evans promoted when he was a member of a high-level panel on UN reform.
It's never easy to translate theory into practice, and Darfur has been a really classic example of this.
Even with the international spotlight on Darfur, Evans has watched the Security Council pass only watered-down resolutions rather than approving tough measures such as arms embargoes or oil sanctions.
I can't tell you how frustrated all of us feel because we see the death toll mounting. It's certainly over 200,000. It could be as high as 300,000 plus. We see tens of thousands of people still dying from malnutrition and disease, and some of them still from direct violence.
And as the violence continues, diplomats at the UN are still debating how tough to be on the government of Khartoum. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.